And finally, there is consecrated chastity, which is the chastity which we have vowed ourselves. And, sisters, is the ninth commandment. As religious, we are living our consecrated chastity only in so far as we have control of our thoughts and desires. In other words, unlike the unmarried, can a girl, unmarried girl in the world, can she legitimately? Well, look around, talk to, encourage, say a young man whom she wants to marry. Of course. Is it a sin for us to think of or say, wish we were married, you to a man and I to a woman? Is that a sin for us? Yes. Yes. Here it is. Our vows of consecrated life, here consecrated chastity, our vows are binding under sin. Do you hear me? And do we ever have to, well, watch especially our eyes and our ears? And this is where I think I should, in the little time we have left, share this with you. Women simply do not know. They cannot know. They wouldn't be women if they knew how strong is the sex passion in men. Women have no idea. No idea. They can be acting good faith. Women. Good religious women. I'm just being nice. Yes, my dear. Well, the one you're being nice to, as you think you're being nice to, is a man. Watch what you say. Watch what you listen to. Watch how you act. Only our Lord can teach you. But I'm speaking from a lifetime of priestly experience. And it is 11 minutes after 6.
Please.
Until the car comes?
Yes.
Oh. Mille grazie. Now let's look at some questions in the 10th commandment. 11:21. What is poverty of spirit? Poverty of spirit is putting the first beatitude into practice. Remember, the 10th commandment goes along with what commandment? The 7th. So 7th and 10th go together. Because, sisters, we can steal with the hands, and we can steal with the heart. Am I making sense?
Yes.
And the 10th commandment forbids stealing with the heart. So what then is poverty of spirit? It is putting the first beatitude which Christ gave us, remember? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Who can finish the beatitude? For they shall Let me get up, sisters. In the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, okay? Oh, by the way, my sister's looking this up. My favorite way of practicing mortification during Lent was memorizing the Gospels. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Because, hear it, we only know as much as we have memorized. So, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well, you were close, sister. At any rate, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And over the centuries, the great saints, fathers of the church, have taught us this heaven about which our Lord is speaking, both in the Beatitudes and in the Our Father. Let's begin the Our Father together. Our Father, who art in heaven. Now, is that heaven? Is that heaven where God is? Is that, well, somewhere up there? No. I like St. Augustine's definition of heaven. Heaven is where the experience of God's presence is enjoyed. Heaven is where the experience of God's presence is enjoyed. Are we to have a foretaste of heaven there on earth? Are we? Otherwise, we would not even have the hope of getting there. Sisters, we must have some joy here on earth. So, our Lord promises, the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Are people who are poor in spirit happy? Yes. Are those who are not poor in spirit, are they happy? No. In other words, they don't have a foretaste of heaven here on earth, unless and only insofar as they are detached from everything in this world. It means having one's heart set on the kingdom of heaven instead of on any earthly kingdom. It is surrender to the providence of God, which frees us from anxiety about tomorrow. Sisters.
His car is here.
Now, sisters, thanks for the privilege of speaking to you. With God's grace, Frank and I are leaving back for the States tomorrow. Keep us in your prayers, and sister. Now, are you the only Christians now here? Now, could I get the names of all the Tertians?
Yes.
Maybe not. At least, maybe tomorrow, sometime in mid-afternoon. Because I'd like to keep all of you in my prayers at the altar. And pray for me.
Thank you.
Are you people a blessing? And I like laughing. Benedictio Domini Potentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et mania semper. Amen. Pray for me. I promise to pray for you. I'll get all your names.
Thank you,
Sister.